The Wolverines have been surprisingly bad all season until the Ohio State game, when they were surprisingly good, falling short by just 1 point. But Michigan's bigger problems are off the field, not on it. The rapidly growing financial empire could be threatened by a perfect storm of a bad record, next season's weak home schedule, and skyrocketing ticket prices. I'm Michigan sports commentator John Ubakin. I've often joked that some Michigan football fans aren't happy unless they're not happy. But after 11 games this season, even they could be excused for having plenty to be unhappy about. The Wolverines were 3-4 in the Big Ten, with undefeated Ohio State coming up next. The Wolverines were surprisingly bad all season, until the Ohio State game, when they were surprisingly good, falling short by just 1 point. For the first time I can remember, Michigan fans felt better after a loss than before it. Still, the heroic performance was bittersweet. Where was that team all year? Which team will return next year? The one that got crushed by Michigan State, or the one that almost beat the Buckeyes? But Michigan's bigger problems are off the field, not on it. In just 4 years, the athletic department's budget has expanded from $100 million to $137 million, and that does not include the $340 million earmarked for a new building master plan. This rapidly growing empire could be threatened by a perfect storm of a bad record, next year's weak home schedule, and skyrocketing ticket prices. This brings up two questions. How do they raise that much money, and where do they spend it? First, Athletic Director Dave Brannon pushed aside faculty control. Michigan's advisory board on intercollegiate athletics didn't even know he planned to promote Michigan's two lacrosse teams to varsity status at a cost of over $3 million per year until the day before it was announced. But that's one day sooner than they hear about large hikes in ticket prices. Michigan's late athletic director, Don Canham, wrote in 2005 that without faculty control, athletic directors have virtually no accountability. What $70 million business could operate without a board of control, he wrote. Just 8 years after Canham warned of unbridled expansion, Michigan's athletic budget has almost doubled. Guess Mr. Canham knew something. Second, the department needed to find new sources of revenue and squeeze more money out of the old ones. To do so, they tripled the size of the development staff and pumped the prices of tickets and seat licenses by roughly 30 to 50%. The athletic department now charges thousands of dollars for corporate events in the stadium skyboxes and wedding receptions on the 50-yard line. They even charge school kids for tours, which Michigan had always provided for free. When former Michigan athletic director Bill Martin told me, "Just because you can charge them more doesn't mean you should charge them more," he sounded more like somebody who had retired a century ago than in 2010. Add it all up, and the department will not just cover its expanded $137 million budget, it will show a nearly $9 million budget surplus. So where does all this money go? Brannon declined to be interviewed for my latest book, Fourth and Long, so I asked former Michigan president James Duderstadt, who's seen a few budgets in his day. He's alarmed that so little of the new money actually goes to student-athletes and is instead spent on, well, everything else. Staff salaries, for example, have grown from $34 million to $49 million under Brannon, including a 62% increase in administrator compensation. The athletic department's spending on marketing, promotions, and ticketing, and professional travel and conference dues have tripled to almost $3 million. But perhaps the most surprising item is the $2.6 million the department now spends on hosting, food, and special events, an increase of almost 500%. In other words, the additional millions of dollars the fans now pay are not going to the students on the field, but the suites in the building, including almost $1 million a year for the athletic director himself, three times more than his predecessor was paid. Duderstadt told me, "It's a different operation now, and I think it's a house of cards. No matter how much you build the brand, if you don't have the product, sooner or later it gets you." And that's why the football players aren't just fighting for their teammates in their school or even the other school sports. They're fighting to pay for the skyrocketing salaries of people they will never meet. If you care about Michigan, it's scary to think what will happen when the players inevitably fall short and the pipeline of fan money starts to dry up.